It's not that common for a software bug to be this politically polarizing, but I guess anything is possible when there's an orange man in the White House. The AI dictation service in Apple devices, the thing that takes your spoken voice and transcribes it to text, is writing the word Trump when people say the word racist. Now, when I worked at Best Buy, the salespeople and technicians there, who were monolingual like myself, would use speech-to-text tools in Google Translate all the time to assist customers that didn't speak English. And it worked pretty good, but of course the program would mess up sometimes, especially if the Boston accents came out. Like if I said that this backup car cam is wicked pissa, then the transcription tool or any other normal English-speaking person isn't going to have any idea what my utterances meant. But if my speech-to-text tool still gave it the old college try, it would usually come up with something that at least kinda sorta sounded like what I was saying. Ka, with the distinct lack of an R, might get written as cow or caw, like what a crow says. Pissa might get written as piston or pizza, and so on. But clearly something else is going on here, because these two words don't sound the same at all, and if you think this is just being caused by one person that's got a wacky accent, well, here's several examples of the bug in action.
Racist.
Racist.
Racist. Racist. Cool. Racist. Racist. It did it there.
Did it?
Yeah.
Racist. 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 Racist.
Now, Apple has acknowledged that this is indeed a bug, but they're claiming that it's just an honest mistake that was caused by phonetic overlap, which really comes off as an insult to everybody's intelligence. Phonetic overlap basically refers to words that are different but sound similar. So homophones would be a great example because these words sound exactly the same, but they have different meanings and different spellings. Words that rhyme or words that sound the same at the beginnings could be said to have phonetic overlap, and mispronunciations can also create phonetic overlap. For example, people who grow up speaking Chinese might struggle with distinguishing between the r and l sounds when they try to speak English, so they might pronounce light and right the exact same ways when they're learning. But that doesn't occur with the words Trump and racist. The only similar sounds that they have are in the letter R, but since they're in different positions with different vowels coming after them, this R sounds like ray, while this one sounds like r. It baffles my mind that Apple would even come up with such a poor excuse for this bug. They probably just wanted to get some explanation out there, but it would have been much wiser to just say that you're looking into it, but our text-to-speech tool or speech-to-text engine is so complicated that it's going to take us a while. That way you can at least stall for time, and then in a week, nobody is even going to care about this. There's been countless news stories about big tech services having political biases, but usually they can come up with decent excuses for what's going on. Like last year, Google had a big controversy about the search query, where to vote for Harris, actually producing a map where people could go and vote. But then the query, where to vote for Trump, didn't produce a map. But the reason for this result is that Harris is a county in Texas, so that triggers the Google map query, but Trump isn't a county, so the map didn't get triggered. This was further confirmed with other queries like where to vote for Walls producing no map, but where to vote for Vance produced a map because Vance is a county, and where to vote for Kamala also produces no results because there's no city, state, or county in the United States with that name. Or more recently, Meta was facing a controversy over certain hashtags like Democrat or Democrats producing no results or a sensitive content warning on the Instagram platform, but the same thing was happening with the hashtag Republican and other right-leaning labels, which implies that the filters in Instagram aren't necessarily politically biased, but rather they have a blanket bias against politics in general. But this Apple glitch really does look like someone is doing a little bit of trolling. Maybe this is their own unique form of protest. Some people hold hands and block off roadways. Others might chain themselves to a tree. But here it looks like someone purposefully introduced a glitch into Apple's speech-to-text system. This also highlights another one of the problems with proprietary software. Because Apple's speech-to-text system is not open source, we're probably never going to know what really caused this bug. There could be other explanations that Apple didn't give us, so I guess I'll lay out some of those and play devil's advocate for them for a little bit. So all of these modern speech-to-text systems that big tech companies produce are programs that learn and adapt over time. You've probably experienced this, especially if you have a strong accent or if you like to use regional slang with a new voice assistant that hasn't been tuned to your speech patterns yet. So if you're a lifelong Android user that decides to get an iPhone and you start saying wicked pissa to Siri, she's not going to know what the heck you're saying until you download a masshole language pack or bring your iPhone to Southie and let it listen to a couple of conversations between the natives. And as long as you can get out of there without your iPhone getting stolen, Siri should then be fluent in townie. So since Siri and these other voice models are constantly learning and adapting to our ever-changing speech patterns, it might be possible that Siri is just doing some kind of word association between the words Trump and racist, because those words are used together oh so frequently. And there's definitely been a lot more Google searches containing these two words in the past couple of months. So again, that just goes to show you how frequently the words are being used together. So maybe Siri has been asked these questions by their users so many times that she just thinks these two words mean the same thing at this point. And there's probably also a handful of people using iPhones that have the internal text substitution tool turned on to just replace all instances of the word Trump with racist or vice versa. And maybe that could somehow be affecting the TTS tool as well, but that's probably not what's really happening here. I just feel like my bullcrap explanations were a lot better than what we've heard from Apple so far. So hit me up, Tim, if you want to hire a new PR person. But since all we can really do right now is speculate about this bug, comment below what you think caused Siri to come down with a severe case of Reddit brain. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch and accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% discount on all products when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.